Well, we have already made it to the district finals now as we proceed to the playoffs with the Michigan high school football program statewide. And we have a beauty as part of the game of the week. We've got the Patriots of Livonia Franklin going cross town to face their arch rivals, the Chargers of Livonia Churchill. Both clubs going in at 8-2. We begin our conversation with the fine head coach of the Patriots, Chris Calbert. Coach, how are you?
Doing well.
All right. Now, you guys coming off a very emotional win over a darn good Walled Lake Western club last week, Coach. 35-28 in overtime in the slop. At the very least, your group going into this meeting with Churchill with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're going in with, feeling good about where we're at and how we've improved over the last 2 months for the most part.
Well, you've got a workhorse, certainly. The running back, Isaac Moore, 28 carries, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wait a minute, I'm not done. 3 receptions, 37 yards, and a touchdown. The kid likes to touch the rock, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He gets mad at me when I don't. When we don't give him the ball, he gets a little vocal about it. But, yes, he loves to have the ball in his hands, and he's done really, really well for us. Second half of the season.
Interesting. Both your Patriots and the Chargers going in 8-2, and you know each other extremely well. Obviously, Chris, being in the same conference, you played at Churchill back in September, lost 24-10. How does that help you in your preparations for this district final tilt?
I don't know if it helps us, but our kids playing Churchill, no matter what, playing Livonia, both Livonia schools, Churchill and Stevenson, it gives them an added focus to the week. You put that on top of it being a playoff game. Also, now that it's a district final, and we're playing Churchill, so it really, really drives home the emphasis of how important this game is, and it's done a good job of keeping us focused in practice, and kind of gives us a little bit more. Going out there in the cold, it gives us a little more desire to be out there and do things right.
As you're preparing for the Chargers, certainly, Coach, you realize their quarterback, Drew Alsobrooks, has a decent arm, but he can make things happen with his feet. In their win over Pinckney last week, Drew had 10 carries for 106 yards. So defensively, containment is very important.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. He's a three-sport athlete. Does hit, throw the ball very well. But when plays break down, that's kind of been his strength. He extends plays. He can get them a first down with his legs when they need it. So we defensively, we've got to make sure that we stay home and don't try and do too much. Just do what we need to do and contain him and not let him make the play when it looks like the play is already stopped.
Third straight trip to the postseason for your Patriots, Chris. You guys have been going at it since early August. Do you switch up the practice week at all? There's been, I'm sure, some bumps and bruises along the way, maybe a little fatigue setting in. How do you go about it, or is it business as usual?
We try to make it business as usual. We've cut down on the hitting for quite some time, probably over the past month. Try to make practices a little bit more less routine to keep them focused, keep them on task. Try to kind of limit the amount of new stuff that we're putting in and just kind of refine what we're doing. And make sure we're doing it the best we can.
All right. Coach, I appreciate your time as always. All the best against the Chargers. And I'll see you soon for a cold one somewhere, huh? I think we all know where.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Chris Calbert, the fine head coach of the Livonia Franklin Patriots. They are going across town to face the Chargers of Livonia Churchill. It's going to be a beauty. All part of the game of the week right here on 760 WJR.